Replacing the King of Swing. Today's commentary brought to you by Washington Federal. With Justice Anthony Kennedy retiring, we are, of course, headed for a more conservative Supreme Court. University of Washington law professor Ronald Collins understands that.
Though I'm liberal and progressive, I happen to think that it's a matter of law, much is to be said for real judicial restraint.
And he knows that means pressing pause on gay rights and affirmative action. But the big question is, what if Roe versus Wade is repealed?
You would think it would go back to the states, but if they declare fetal life to be life within the meaning of the 5th and 14th Amendments, then even the state's ability to provide abortions could be curbed.
Is that possible? So you'd have to issue a Social Security number at conception?
I hadn't thought about that. But certainly in the states, we have, you know, more and more tendencies where states are declaring, you know, various forms of fetal life, what we call human life. Will they go that far? I don't think so, but it's within the realm of possibility.
And for Democrats who are determined to find someone willing to swing once in a while?
We're in the ninth inning. It's two outs. There's no one on base, and there's not a very strong hitter up to bat. I think that's where the Democrats are right now.
And as most Republicans will tell you, that is why they put Donald Trump on the mound.